This is Dr. Turi.
And Terania, how are you all?
Well, maybe you are suffering the waning moon like we do. And Mercury retrograde, which is producing all sorts of bad weather, lots of accidents, sudden up. If you look at the news, there is no denial of the cosmic codes affecting transportation, the weather, and I don't know how many hundreds of flights were canceled again today. So that's the beauty of dealing with Dr. Turi and keeping a close eye on my predictions and using Moon Power 2013. Now, before going forward, I have to mention to you that we're getting quite a lot of new listeners which have absolutely no idea of what the cosmic code is all about. And to those people, I want to tell them right away not to assume I am another Mrs. Cleo. My predictions are based upon 45 years of independent investigation of the cosmic codes, and I use this software, meaning I am much more practical and logical than any of those skeptics, atheists out there, skeptical, that do not have cosmic consciousness. Meantime, they're curious enough to tune in, and then hopefully I'll be able to point out a few things that would stimulate their curiosity and to the point of either becoming a cosmic coder or learning more about things that cannot be seen or cannot be touched. In the news, of course, sad enough, Chavez just died, I think, a day or so ago. And I erased his chart. And Hugo Chavez, like any other human being, is under the jurisdiction of the stars. And, of course, like 99.09% of the people walking this earth is and was cosmic and conscious. Before going forward in kind of elaborating a little bit on his chart, I have to mention to you that, not a surprise, he was born with the sun in Leo. And again, anyone born in August, for example, Schwarzenegger, President Obama, President Clinton, Madonna, Michael Jackson, all of those guys born in August out there are set by the cosmic code to own a place of power, to own a stage, to shine, and to have a fate that would put them in a position of rulership. Again, if you don't know much about what it means to be a Leo or a Virgo or a Scorpio or God knows what, you can read the basics of your sign, so to speak, by going to drturi.com, okay, my website, and right at the top, you click on the sign that on the month you were born. Again, remember, don't practice astrology per se. The software that I have is very different than the traditional astrological accepted discipline and system that is used by modern astrologers. I just want to make sure you understand that the stars are much, much more than a bunch of dead rock hanging above your head just for the sake of beauty. Each one of those stars, which is part of our solar system, is encrusting the values of the universal mind, and the universal mind is interacting with the human mind. And sad enough, our infantile science, as of yet, has not realized its direct relationship, the human mind direct relationship with the cosmic mind or the universal mind. And my line of work is to bridge the impossible, is to make people aware that they were born under a UCI. A UCI, of course, stands for Unique Celestial Identity, that will allow them to enter the architectorium of consciousness, the intuitional domain of my work or not. Or if you have a very, very low vibrating UCI, in other words, if you're loaded with Earth energy like Capricorn, Taurus, or Virgo, chances are especially if your Mercury, which regulates your critical thinking, is enjoying one of these Earth signs, you will be a natural skeptic. You will be an engineer, irrational, illogical, to the point of turning yourself into an agnostic or an atheist, because your UCI vibrates so low that you're meant to deal with the physical manifestation of this world. And we need guys like you to build gearbox and build very solid bridges and to structure and organize everything. While if you have a highly spiritual advanced UCI, then in that case you'll be very artistic, very intuitive, spiritual. You will be tuned to dwell into the archetypal realm of consciousness, listen to your intuition. And if you exaggerate, then you're going to follow the gurus, you're going to become a religious fanatic, you're going to be deceived by the planet of Neptune. So be aware that your physical anatomy has its reflection on the spiritual anatomy. In other words, your physical DNA is exactly the same than your family members, okay, while your spiritual DNA has nothing to do with your mother, your sister, your dad, or your kids. In fact, your closest family member is your biggest strangers, because your loved one, none of them is going to behave, think, create, or have the same fate that you have. So that tells you how far science has distanced itself from the spirit, so to speak. And part of my mission is to bridge the incredible, to bridge that ignorance, that cosmic ignorance. This is why I do not want people to take it personally. When I say you're cosmic ignorant, okay, I am as ignorant as your own expertise, put it this way. So it is not something that you're supposed to take personally, unless, and if you do, you carry an inferiority or insecurity complex that makes you believe that Dr. Cherie is an egocentric because he's confident, he's cosmic conscious, and he knows better than you. So the idea here is not to take it personally, but to realize that as much as I'm an expert in astro psychology, in hypnotherapy, because that's my expertise, that's my field, I am absolutely, totally, completely ignorant of where you are coming from. So it works both ways. The idea here is, because I'm honest, because I'm direct, because I'm French, on top of that, is to realize I have much more to offer you than if you mingle your ego or your emotions, that will blur the reception of my message to you. Now, that is all explained. We're going to talk about Chavez. Again, I repeat myself, he was born under the constellation of Leo the King in August. The sun sign is in August. And he was led by the cosmic code to become the king of the zodiac. He was born July 28, 1954, with a supreme stellium, which means a lot of planets into the sign of Cancer. In fact, the moon was in Cancer, which is his emotional response to life. And that's why subconsciously humans respond to the power of the moon. That's why we call each other, you're lunatic, you're moody, you're crabby, because again, the moon, or our closest satellites, do regulate your emotional response to life and makes you lunatic, moody, and crabby. And in time of a full moon, you might have a problem to put your ring or take it off. You will also realize that the tides are pretty high, as the moon, of course, the gravitational force, the gravitational forces of the moon are moving trillions, billion tons of water, which allow me to make precise predictions of earthquake, because this affects the fault. In fact, the next 2 or 3 days, I'm expecting very large earthquake. Make a note. I'm expecting anything shocking. I'm expecting anything with explosion, cosmic news. I'm expecting things with NASA, affairs involving the universe. Again, remember this Uranic coming window the next 3 days or so. In fact, the date will be the 7th, the 8th, or the 9th. I'm expecting news from Japan. Tsunami, very large earthquake. I know earthquake happens every single day, but the one I'm referring at during those windows have to be and always are above 6.0. So be aware of this Uranic window, and you're going to see the values of being cosmic conscious and understanding the face and the truth of our Creator.
Wow.
Oh, is my wife.
Say, honey, do you need a throat lozenge? He just jumps right into it. I mean, I was totally not prepared for that. But you know what? I just wanted to say that, you know, like the government, so many are working overtime to really enact the will of the people. At the same time, you know, to me, for so long, it just has always seemed that everyone has been more so concerned with right or left instead of just right or wrong. And I don't know how many of you have heard, besides the news of Hugo Chavez, the other things which sort of play somewhat of a factor in his death, but things such as the newest change that has been made to our Transportation Security Administration's office today at all the local airports, all the international airports, they're going to be allowing knives to be carried on in your luggage starting in April. One thing I want to say is, haven't we learned anything from 9/11?
Well, to run out again, you know, it's not with one-inch knife that you're going to kill somebody. You got to keep, you know, logical here. But
they give a whole, they give a whole list on CNN.
Yeah, I understand that. You know, Mercury is retrograde. When Mercury is retrograde, anything to do with transportation, in that case, of course, United Airlines have to make the news, okay? And Mercury retrograde means also affairs of the past being brought back to today. Mm-hmm. So that's why they're bringing back the knife.
Right.
So again, you have cosmic consciousness, so I still have to remind you now and then, not to operate only logically, but more objectively, so you understand that anything that you're reading, anything that is on CNN, is nothing else than a reflection of the stars above your head.
Oh, exactly.
Of course, I have the reflex, I have the experience, so I can read all that, and that's why I'm translating what's going on here.
But talk about troubles with the government and Hugo Chavez.
Yeah, well, let me tell you a few things about Hugo Chavez again, okay? He, as I said earlier, he has a stellium in the sign of Cancer, which means the moon, the tail. He has Jupiter, he has Mercury, and he has Uranus. Incidentally, he was born in 1954. I was born in 1950, so I'm ahead of him. I'm 4 years ahead of him, so to speak. I can't realize the time. I get to realize how many people are dying around me that are so much younger than me. He's only 4 years younger than me, but still, it's an accomplishment. I'm still here, you know, and he's gone. Now, with the tail of the dragon in Cancer, especially close to the moon, this tells you right away, to any of my students of astropsychology, that he had a very, very difficult upbringing, and his concern number one was home, family, and security. That is a given. If you go to drcherry.com and read about Cancer, it tells you that all about this man was about home, family, security, and Cancer. And because the tail of the dragon is in this sign, obviously he went through hell. He had a very difficult upbringing where everything was missing, probably a terrible, if not any relationship with the mother, because the tail of the dragon is in Cancer. Again, for those who do not know what the tail of the dragon is, for the lack of word, it's an energy, like you say, from the moon, you're lunatic, you're moody, you're crabby. It's a karmic energy that brings a lot of stress into the soul and brings a lot of problem. So you have to remember that also America, July 4, 1776, is a Cancer country. So when you have a leader like Hugo Chavez being born in July with the tail of the dragon in the sign of Cancer, this is not going to make him a good friend of the United States. And that's why his relationship with the U.S. has been nothing else but trouble. All that he had since the get-go was suffering, no food, no home, no security, because the tail is in this sign. And while America was born with the head of the dragon in Leo and meant to be the country who regulates and supervises all the other countries, as dictated by God and the cosmic code. He had a problem with anything that meant money, that meant power, that meant capitalism. So that is coming from, on the subconscious level, all the stress, all the mess, all the private, the privation, the deprivation that he had growing up. So we understand each other, okay? Now, let's move on to his head of the dragon now. The head of the dragon is a progressive, positive energy that protects the soul, so to speak. Now, the opposite of the sign of Cancer is Capricorn. And what is Capricorn? Structure, the army, the navy, the government, the politician. In fact, Hugo Chavez had the exact same dragon, head and tail, than Hitler. And like Hitler, he ended up in jail. He ended up being put away by his government. And like Hitler, he managed to pay his time and get out of there and then come all the way up and became the chancellor or the president of a country, of his country. So what I'm trying to tell you, having the head of the dragon in Capricorn is a blessing. Is a blessing if you're aiming to work for the government, to become part of the government, to become the structure itself. In fact, the French president, Lagrange, has the same dragon than Hitler and Hugo Chavez. There is no accident for these people to be in power. It is not because they are smarter than you, because they educate themselves. It is because the dragon is opening the door and put them at the right time, at the right place. Now, in order to confirm the power of the tail of the dragon in Cancer, Terania has located something that is directly involving food and Hugo Chavez and his country in Venezuela. So do you have that section, Terania?
I do.
Okay.
Again, in regards to his Cancer dragon's tail, you know, he had it all figured out. He had a strategy in response to food shortages, which consisted mainly of increasing domestic productions through nationalizing large parts of the food industry. So the price ceilings were increasing the demand for basic foods, but then again, it was also difficult for one of the main countries of concern, that of Venezuela, to import goods, causing an increased reliance on the domestic production. So according to some of the commentators, you know, that particular policy may have actually increased shortages. But he was so strict in enforcing a price control policy, he was always denouncing anyone who sold food products for higher prices as speculators. And then you have all these things going on starting in January 2008, where he ordered the military to seize a certain amount of food that sellers were illegally trying to smuggle across the borders for higher prices than what was actually legal in Venezuela, all the way down to the last one in 2010. There was a shortage of beef, where there was 40 butchers that were detained on these charges of speculation that were selling meat above the regulated price, and then, of course, some of them were held at military base and later strip-searched by police and tortured.
All right. What you just mentioned is nothing else than the reflection of Hugo Chavez being extraordinarily emotionally insecure and having this tail of the dragon cursing his shot to make him over-concerned with anything and everything that means food security and, of course, the domestic scenery. So having the tail in this sign dictates why he was so concerned. And he used his dragon's head very well because the dragon's head represented the government, the army, and the navy. And this is another thing that Terania has noticed to make you aware of what the dragon said in Capricorn, the structure, the government, the snob, the rich, the power is all about. So go ahead, Terania.
Well, one of the things which reminds me of the similarity of Obama, because he's the president for the people, per se, the poor people and whatnot, you know, Chavez, throughout his entire presidency, a lot of the time kept his own faith a private matter. But of course, it came out to the open that he was discussing his religious views more often, stating his faith about the ideology of Jesus' personal life, impacting his liberation theology, making him much more of a liberal. So, you know, he very similar to that of Obama. Now, growing up in his early years, of course, he studied at many military academies. He was always a member of a first class, which was following a sort of restructured curriculum known as a plan, particular plans which would be instituted by a group of these, like, progressive nationalistic military officers. So they believed that change was needed within the military always, always sort of restructure, like an architectural type of impact. So he was always working for Uncle Sam in his early years. And
he became literally the president.
Yeah,
but
he did.
All this, Tarania, is stimulated by the fear principle or the planet of Saturn into the sign of Scorpio. He was born with this planet. Now, you have to understand that Scorpio rules anything and everything that dwells with power, anything that dwells with extreme, supreme wealth and supreme power. So when you look at it, Hugo Chavez was motivated for fame, for power, for money, and he had a very, very serious, deep fears of power or whomever owned power, and that led him to tap on his dragon's head in Capricorn that opens the door to the political world and put him in the highest position that is already set by God for him to be at the end. I mean, I can read the cosmic code so easily.
He wanted it so bad that he began actually reading, drinking the books of a certain general in the years of 1910 to 1977. He drank up these books about Juan Velasco Alvarado and even began memorizing the entire speeches completely, and then he would rehearse it and say it again
exactly
until he got it prepared.
Yeah, that's
amazing.
That's the stars are working. In fact, if you look, if you read The Power of the Dragon, I have done the fate of the famous and infamous people, and in the Kennedys, a lot of Kennedys have that same dragon, Capricorn, Cancer. This is absolutely incredible, and I do understand now why the Illuminati do not want such a rare, terrific, powerful, undeniable power and wisdom to be shared with the masses. And as I said, you know, I think it's a miracle for me to be still alive and sharing such an incredible wisdom that is only handled and used by the Illuminati. So just be aware. Now, having the head of the dragon in the seventh house, okay, means that, first of all, you have to understand what the seventh house is. The seventh house deals with the people you face every day. It deals with your partners, your husband or your wife, your business partner. The way you face the world, so to speak, is the seventh house. He was born with the head of the dragon in the seventh house. And so that's like being a magnet and born under the energy of Leo. Being also, like Dr. Churi, a baby boom generation, he has, and all in the second house of money, it's all about power. It's all about subconsciously stimulating the superconscious in time and space that would put him at the right time, at the right place, regardless of all the challenge that his tail of the dragon brought him. And at the end, he end up just being a robot of his stars and not realizing. And that is the most terrible thing that can happen, because now you have trillions of people. I said 99.5¾ of the people in power that make the decision, that control your life, that are completely and entirely cosmic and conscious.
And what's funny about that, because you say the seventh house and how you deal with your partner and so forth. You know, at this time when he was married to a working class woman, they had three children together, he became a new secretive cell within the military. So he was performing these I spy type of games.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, yes.
You know, they became under suspicion of him. At that time, he also had an affair with a recently divorced history teacher who could teach him further things about
Capricorn rules anything that's very old. Capricorn rules tradition. Capricorn rules anything that is established. And if you have a child who you don't have to worry, you sure is going to open all his books and digest all the books. You're sure that he has a strong Capricorn because he has the drive to become somebody. On the other hand, I'm sure you remember this little girl that was killed in Tucson. We call her the little angel, Christina Green. Okay. Sad enough, this little girl was born with the tail of the dragon in Capricorn. And at a very early age, she was so stimulated to become a politician, and sad enough, her teachers and the schoolmaster, who don't have cosmic consciousness, led this little girl to her death. Because you do not, when you have the tail of the dragon in Capricorn, you are not exactly lucky, close to anything that remotely smells like politics or any politician. And in that respect, this innocent little child, in the name of education, in the name of religion, in the name of ignorance, lost her precious life. And you know what? When I have all the information that allows me to see things that so many people are unable to see because they are not cosmic conscious. And again, when I say that, don't take it personally. I'm not trying to offend your intelligence because I am as moral as can be in your field as you are in mine. So just deal with it and accept and understand objectively what I'm trying to give you, to pass on to you for that matter. Now, we're going to go and dig into something much more dramatic here. With the tail of the dragon in Cancer, it is not a surprise that he dies of cancer, okay? But there is much more behind it. In fact, myself, when the tail of the dragon was in Cancer 3 or 4 years ago, that's when I predict the full restructure of the United States economy, because the tail of the dragon was right on America. And in June 2007, I told George Norrie, be ready for a full restructure of the United States economy. That will last all the way to 2012. And as of 2012, things will get better. It looks like if Dr. Tree was right again. Because even before that, I did a TV show. I gave the links on my website where you see me making predictions in 2006. So basically, what I'm trying to tell you here is when the tail of the dragon was in Cancer and in my 6 hours of health, I wrote in my book that those born in February might have to, undergo some health problem. Jesus Christ, little did I know that I was making my own forecast that I was going to get cancer myself. Okay, and again, this is totally insane that I was able to predict my own attraction to cancer. And it was, of course, located in my gut, in my intestine, because I was born with Saturn in the sign of Virgo. And Virgo regulates the elimination principle of the intestine or your tracts. And when Saturn is in there, especially if you have cancer prominent in your chart, the chances are you're going to get this disease. This is why science as yet has not understood what cancer is, where it comes from, and how to heal. I healed myself. This thing is gone. My last checkup was, a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I'm totally clear. It's completely gone. It's totally gone. Because I know what you do, I know what I did, and that's what I teach in homeopathic natural medicine, in the medical aspect of astropsychology. So, now, he died of cancer. That was a given, with so much cancer in his chart and right on the tail. That's not surprising. But, you know, the sad reality is he's on the cusp, which means he's half a Cancer and half a Leo. And if I look at the house of death, involving the son of Leo, which is also President Obama, I can tell you 150% that he was poisoned. Now, he could have been poisoned, obviously, obviously, because of traditional medicine with radiation and with the technicality that involved modern science to battle cancer. Okay, so if you look at the house of death from cancer, it is in the world of Aquarius. Aquarius rules technology, which means makes him very susceptible to any form of radiation. Now, if you look from Leo, that's Pisces, and Pisces means being poisoned on a different level with chemicals, with medicals. And but because his Saturn is in Scorpio, I believe the CIA is for something in either trying or succeeding in adding some poison that would make his immune system very, very weak and not enabling him to heal himself. So, again, you have to remember when I make such a statement, I have a 150% faith in the stars because the stars don't lie. And you have to remember you have a president which is also born in August. And, and regardless of putting myself in serious trouble with the FBI by, you know, willingly bringing them to my house by attacking and predicting the president, the death of the president, and I was trying to warn these people. But when you look at it, President Obama may end up pretty much the same way. If he managed to survive his death in Aquarius, which means he could be dying in an airplane accident, an Air Force One, he could be dying of a shocking death, being assassinated. But the one of the most powerful points of his chart is from inside death, which means either the FBI or the CIA could, you know, do something like it happened with Hugo Chavez. But this cannot be proven, of course. And even if it's true, and I'm again taking a lot of chance because I know the FBI and the CIA are listening to all my show and reading every one of my newsletters. But you know what? This is what I do. This is part of my work to expose. The good news is that this will never be proven. So it acts as a security for Geronia and I.
I wanted to say that, you know, Hugo Chavez and so many of our other presidents in foreign countries, they've all criticized and been, you know, highly critical of the right-wing generals. So with that being said, they're all trying to create this influential alliance in order to be independent and sovereign, you know, with these other states. How is it that some of these other past presidents from those same areas just all of a sudden fell ill simultaneously with the same disease?
Well, again, there are no accidents, only cosmic circumstances which are not yet understood or heeded. I'm only 50 years ahead of time, people, and the future has always and will always be my utmost faithful witness. So just watch the news, see what happened with our president, regardless of my effort to get to the FBI and the CIA and trying to protect him. They think I'm a lunatic, maybe. They think I don't know what I'm talking about, or a wannabe Mrs. Cleo. I don't know what the hell they think about, but the fact of the matter, you will see the future transpiring exactly as I mentioned it in one of those ways.
So what I'm saying is it makes sense.
Well, it makes sense because you have... Because you have cosmic consciousness to understand the stars. The stars are not just dead rock out there. Most of the people out there are robots of their stars, totally unconscious and unable to analyze themselves. And most of all, the ego is on the way, and they think their intelligence and their education is better than owning cosmic consciousness. Well, they got a hell of a lot to learn. First of all, the first thing they have to learn is there's a big difference between education and intelligence. Now, because of this concentration or this stellium in the sign of Cancer, that made Hugo Chavez to be more like France in terms of the political intonation. anything to do with capitalism was a big no. And of course, all the countries that hate America, that hate power, that hate its position as a supreme ruler of all the countries, as depicted by the cosmic code and God's order, due to the birth rights of America, of course, they don't like that. They absolutely hate it. So would it be the opposite of capitalism is
socialism?
No. Well, socialism is France.
Communism. Yes.
So France and socialism is in between.
Yes.
You have capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
You have
communism
on the other side, where you did Russia, and then you have in between socialism.
Right.
So when you have such an impact on the dragon steel, that tells you why people sign up for either the left or the right, why they sign up to be on a very peculiar, particular social standing, political standing. It all depends on their stars. If they are, like Hugo Chavez, born with a tail of the dragon in Cancer, of course, this is a very needy sign. Cancer was home and family and food and security, so that will become a priority. And then you have trillions and billions of human beings out there born with trillions and billions of different UCI, and then they have to reflect and condense on this dense physical world in a political party, which again is represented by the left, the right, and the middle. Okay?
Yeah.
And at the end, what you're looking at, the manifestation of socialism, the manifestation of capitalism, the manifestation of
communism
is nothing else than the reflections of your stars. But, I repeat myself, 99.09% of the world is cosmic and conscious, and worse, your political, religious, educational, and scientific leaders are also cosmic and conscious. And you wonder why this world is such a big part of chaos without the remote chance or possibility of understanding each other's, but they can adapt to each other's. And when everything gets out of order, that's when, of course, you have war. And that's where you have Mars coming up in the line, the Lord of War in Greek mythology, that regulates the 10th house of Korea or the United States. And if you count to 10 from July, you're going to end up in April. And that means the career of the United States is regulated by the Lord of War in Greek mythology. And this is why America is the mightiest country in the world in terms of its army and navy potential. And that is decided this way. Incidentally, Hitler was born in April, Saddam Hussein was born in April, and Germany is an Aries, April country. And that's why, again, the wise German people were turned into warriors by a manipulative chancellor, dictator named Hitler, born in April, following his dragon's tail in the sign of Capricorn. So the wise German people didn't have cosmic consciousness, and they put somebody in power that had a really, really red cross in terms of understanding, using power, structure, and control. Capricorn rules Arbeit, hard work, discipline. It rules anything that dwells with supreme power. And when you have the tail of the dragon in the sign, all that it does is to drive its owner completely insane and make it as cold as steel, which is the metal of Mars, where you find the best steel in the Bavaria mountain in Germany, where they build the best tank, the best machine gun, the best bullets. The most refined energy of Mars is found in the steel, which is the energy of Mars. And the color of Mars, the red planet, is representing the blood that it's spraying out of a human body when it's been hit by a piece of steel or a grenade.
While you're speaking of red, you've got me battling the Red Flag Party. I just wanted to add that, you know, Hugo, he saw that these military generals definitely had the potential to take over the control of a government, where the civilian authorities, who were, you know, perceived as serving interests of only the wealthy elites. So, you know, they were involved in battling the Red Flag Party, the communist insurgency groups. And then, of course, after time of intervening, he was intervening to try to stop the beating of alleged insurgents by other soldiers. He started to have doubts, too, about the army and their methods using torture. So he became increasingly critical of the corruption in both the army and the civilian government, and he believed that despite the wealth that was, you know, being produced by this country's oil reserves, still Venezuela's poor masses were still not receiving their share.
Well, again, the good news about working with Tirania is that she brings the right side of the brain, or the left side of the brain. She's bringing the logical manifestation. She's dealing with the wavelengths of the normal people, so to speak, while my methodology is much more spiritually inclined and can only make sense to the people that vibrate at my speed. And again, do not take it personally, okay? When I call you cosmic and conscious, you could call me, if you are a master in algebra, an algebra unconscious. Now, you know what I will do? I laugh my head off because I have enough self-esteem and enough intelligence and brain power to realize, you know, you're saying the truth.
But what I'm saying about him, per se, is he was so snobby. You're exactly correct.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Totally for the wealthy.
Yeah, yeah.
At first, that's what it is.
You know, as I said, the French president has exactly the same dragon than now gone Chavez.
Mm-hmm.
So he has exactly the same dragon's tail, excuse me, as Hitler. So if you think the French president is actually there to give the French nation and all the people that is controlling a fair amount of justice and power, you must be joking. With the tail of the dragon in Capricorn, and he is also a Leo, by the way, like your president or like Chavez, which is now gone, there is no accident. All this similarity speaks the divine, speaks the reality of what's going on. But if you ask Chavez, the French president, or Obama, or whomever is around you about his sun sign, they have been trained to laugh at it. They have been trained to say, what? What is your sun sign? That's the freaking 60. You know what I'm saying? They have nothing whatsoever to comprehend the tremendous power, the tremendous values, the tremendous use of such wisdom. It is not surprising that people like J.P. Morgan, okay, you're talking about the most wealthiest people on this planet, wrote that millionaires do not use astrology, but billionaires do. That tells you how moronic the mass is, because they have been mutilated, psychically, spiritually hijacked by the Illuminati that is giving them a form of religious poisoning food that stops them thinking past their nose. And if they have to pass their nose, then they have to rely on science, which is looking for the gene still, with your tax dollars, that made Adam Lanza a killer of 20 innocent children. Now, because the gene does not exist, obviously, and they still need your money, then they're going to invent it. They're going to do like they did with Saul. You know, they're going to say, well, you know, the first study shows that he has absolutely no problem. This brain is fine. Then they invite another couple of new scientists, and all of a sudden, oh, Saul had a disease. Oh, now let's give me another, $180 million so we can survive? My gosh, people, wake up. Start to see the reality of the world you're in. You're into a world of manipulation. You're into a world of deception with a crowd of privileged selected people who have so much money and so much power do not want to share. Okay? Now, when you have people like Chavez that is now perceived as a saint, but all the people that put him in power because he did so much, all Chavez was doing is acting neurotically, subconsciously, the values of his UCI or his unique celestial identity. It was doing nothing else than any of my PhD graduate doctors who master the medicine world, because all those doctors have a subconscious fear of death and disease, and this is why they became doctors. You are always moving forward because you're stimulated by your fears. You're stimulated by your early experiences. You are stimulated by a divine order that I'm trying endlessly since 1991 to bring straight into your face. If I'm able to make precise predictions, you heard me earlier, okay? The next 2 or 3 days, you're going to have that uranic shocking energy. Be ready for explosion. Shocking news, large earthquake, the possibility of tsunami, cosmic news, God knows what. You know, if you've been with me for years, you now, after so much repetition, you now understand at least what a plutonic energy is all about, what a uranic energy is all about, what a moonic energy is all about, or the result of 63 years of my own life working endlessly outside of the box, outside of conventional discipline and beliefs to make you aware and raise your cosmic consciousness.
And you know, the plan is progressing against, resistance. So, it's already been said we're going to have more wars.
It's already
been said we're going to have more terrorism. It's already been said we're going to have more economic crisis, natural disasters, plagues, and pestilence.
Exactly.
It's all just a goal of trying to put the Antichrist into power when you look at it.
Yeah.
And that's the sad thing, because the only person in this entire world that can help the whole world is yourself.
Exactly.
As I always say, self equals whole. If you don't understand the duality of the way that it is to truly be enlightened, then you're just not going to get it.
Now,
and then you will be wiped out.
The good news is currently we have this Scorpius Draconis, which is forcing everything that is under the table to come to light,
mm-hmm.
which is forcing the restructure of the FBI and the CIA, which is forcing the world to get a wake-up call, which is stimulating the world to get into metaphysics, be interested with death, in the progression of the new age of Aquarius, which is literally swallowing alive the age of Pisces and all these religious deceptive teachings. And that's why the Pope quit his own position, because he lost it a little bit and they needed somebody more down to earth. And wait until I do the chart of the next Pope. And wait, if you're a VIP, I'm going to make the predictions of what's going to happen after February 2014. Again, this is not going to be public because those predictions are pretty tough to swallow. But the good news is that I have at the end, we are all witnessing the greatest country in the world being decimated. Decimated by an unconscious, as a cosmic unconscious president and all the people that surround him that are supposed to counsel him. But these are a bunch of kids that have been educated traditionally. Okay, they have no clue of the cosmic code and how God speaks his will through the sign or the design of the universe. They have no clue of all that. So all I can do is to project my vision mathematically using my system, okay, to what will happen if you go against the laws of the divine, if you go against God, if you go on if you ride the tail of the dragon. So all I can tell you I'm going to give you just a little tip. Even though that is going to be pretty bouncy, okay, America will be born. Once the dragon hits the 10th house of America, the identity of America will be born again. So that tells you who is next in power. Okay, now, the sad reality, the last election took place, what, a week or so after one of the most devastating natural disaster that screwed up all the electronics, because during those days, Mercury was retrograde, meaning the people that are supposed to vote didn't vote. The people who were not supposed to vote voted a dozen times. So the fact of the matter, I said on that day to be ready for a huge, huge surprise, which means the winning party, the Obama party, was shocked to the point where the president was crying of surprise, while the other side, the Mitt Romney side, was shocked to hell. So, and of course, my good friend George Norrie did not invite me on the air because he knew exactly what I was going to say. And imagine had he got me on coast to coast, and I said, be ready, November the 6th, the biggest shock ever is going to happen to everybody. He's going to say, who's going to win? I said, if Obama wins, it will be a rigged election, because Mercury will be retrograde and because the stars do not endorse his re-election. So he has a karmic purpose to literally hurt America, destroy America. And obviously George heard some of my work. He gets my newsletters. He knows everything I'm about to say. And he didn't want me to go public, especially knowing that the FBI is after my ass now because I'm saying too much of the truth, and they don't like that. But that's the beauty of dealing with Dr. Cherry. You know, I'm controversial, maybe, but I'm also very real. And I have no fears because I have my own guardian angel above my head. You know, God gave me another chance of life, and I'm not going to waste it, you know. So
I have no fears. You know, the sun keeps on shining, continues keeping on at an hour when you think it's not.
Well, you have to remember the next new moon will be taking place in the world of Pisces. And then you're going to have this big new election of the new Pope exactly into the sign of Pisces, the symbol chosen by Christianity. So do you think, again, it's an accident for the Pope to be removed by the Illuminati because he lost his head and somebody took the papers out there and starts to divulge the masquerade, the financial masquerade that the Vatican is in? This is insane, the manipulation, the deception, the abuse, physically, mentally, financially, spiritually, which is taking place on this world, is insane. So I'm telling you guys, if you're a religious person, you ain't going to go to hell. You already are on hell in ignorance, in fear, in manipulation, and in total deception. And this Dragonus Scorpius man working through me is going to help you to get some light and get some wake-up calls. And I'm so glad that I have a bunch of followers. In fact, because of my birthday present, I mean, the cosmic code literally exploded with newcomers and still coming. We are now well past the 6,000, not to forget the other 1,000 that I have on LinkedIn. Forget about MySpace, some of my internet enemies find porn videos to thousands of people, so I've lost everybody. But, you know, I got a better thing to do than to send a porn video, but all the morons who believe that, they didn't sign up for Dr. Cherry again, they don't deserve my energy. So it was like a cleanup, a moronic cleanup that was needed, I guess. So the numbers are there. More and more people are listening. More and more people are waking up and following the pearls of wisdom that I translate every single day for you. Again, I'm asking you. I don't do that very often, but I'm asking you. We have a donation page. You need to help me to get a bigger voice. I need to get on my reality show. I need to get on a bigger wave, even though that the tail and the head of the dragon is messing up and screwing up my career. I'm supposed to die in my career. Like America, I'm also supposed to be born again. Okay? This is why my best friend, the people that give me the access to reach the media, are turning their back. The reasons are very obvious, and they're also personal. Plus, you know, Dr. Cherry's essence is just to point out the fact of being a true human detector about the so-called astrology, psychic, and prophets that are out there the talking head, the apocalyptic promoters, the conspiracy lunatics. So I'm here to denunciate those people, and I do it publicly because I have no fears, okay? And that's my mission. That's the service I render the world.
The thing is we believe, so no proof is actually necessary, while others who don't believe, the proof can never be possible.
Exactly. We are passionate, we are dedicated, we are confident, and we are so happy to have you to be with us. And don't be afraid to pass on the good news out there. You know, mention my name, my newsletters. I know they are going left and right all over the place. God thinks we are making a good living, but not enough. I need $100,000 to be able to generate a reality show, to get it done professionally. Okay, and at that point, I'm two years about close to retirement, and in 2 years I might just shut it down, and we're already planning maybe to move to Thailand, with Tirania. Mexico is out of the question, maybe Florida, we don't know just yet. So, you know, we are at this time where, you know, I might just quit. I don't want to quit because I didn't reach my goal yet to free humanity from fear and ignorance. But the progress is being neutralized because of this dragon. But the promise is, like, America will be born when the Tower of Freedom is operational, something I have said in June 2007 to George Norrie. When this happened, America will be free, okay? And in the progress and the process of regaining her position as the leader of the world, well, all the unconscious, cosmic unconscious souls will be removed, either tragically or naturally. But it won't be natural, not in the case of our president, sad enough. I know too much for that. And the future will prove me right. But, you know, in my case, I will have to be born again. And I have 2 years before the dragon becomes a mutual reception to my own dragon. So between now and then, I have to see some serious progress or make a serious decision to take care of my wife and go fishing for the rest of my life and maybe let Tom run my website or whomever, or any of my students, because progress has to be done or we'll be forced to let go.
I really wouldn't mind saying adios to America. Live the life of a dream under the Caribbean Sea,
or
coconut trees.
Yeah, well, you know, we're thinking that way. So we're putting a lot of thought in the universe.
Oh, yeah, Thailand
so
would be the dream.
If we don't get your help, if you don't get in a form of a commitment contract within the next couple of years, chances are you're going to say goodbye to Dr. Cherry. Because
well, even so, I mean, we could always do it in Thailand.
Well,
you know,
I don't know yet. I don't know where, you know, we got to let this dragon go. It's my forte to see the future. I know I have to die, hypothetically speaking, like you. Currently, this dragon is affecting you in a very specific house. If you're going through hell in your relationship, chances are this dragon is messing up your marriage area or your partnerships area. If it's on the financial world, chances are you got to pay a lot of money, and the money is very slow coming in. If it's in your subconscious, you're slowly becoming berserk. You're bordering dementia and depression, and you don't know why. Even with antidepressant, you still feel like you want to kill yourself. You know, this dragon is doing his homework. And if you're not conscious of his power, at the end, you're going to pay the ultimate price. And this is why I'm here. So don't be afraid to invest in me. While I can do it, while my mind is working full speed, because it's not when you have spent $150,000 or when you're bordering death that you need to talk to me or knock at my door. Do it while you can. Listen to that little voice, because this is why we're here. Well, anyway, 1 hour. 1 hour gone.
1 hour is gone.
So fast.
I got to say one last thing. So many people out there, you got to just stop being so mean.
Oh,
I mean,
stop
because
it.
Because karma will bite you in the butt.
Karanya, it's business. You're trying to help these people.
Oh, I'm not just referring to our people. I'm referring to the world.
Oh,
listening.
We have all that. I mean,
you know,
yeah, much of the people that we're dealing with, they're not kids. You know, kids are watching the Kardashian out there, or they are running around, messing around. We're dealing with some people that are a certain age, and they're not necessarily, computer whiz. And this is why God thinks we have Tom. Tom now has got a big back, this guy, man. He's actually, we are just exhausted trying to constantly repeat to those people what they're supposed to do, and they still don't get it. So Tom says to me, Louis, don't worry, just sign me everything. Man, it's like if I have 300 pounds relieved out of my back and tearing his back, which now and then go insane and start to cry.
I think I'm gonna go write a rap song. Like, for real, yo.
All right.
That's my wild side coming out.
All right, just be careful of this Uranus window coming up. Be ready of this shocking news, explosion, earthquake, God knows what. And let's hope that God will not kill too many people all this time. But it's definitely coming. So be aware and join the Cosmic Code and help us in our mission. Good night, everybody. God bless you all.
Blessed be.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, my friend.
That was...